Yay, everybody! It's day 10. You made it. Awesome. I'm so happy. I also want to say I made it because I've never made so many videos in such a short time ever, every day. I think usually I make one video every 2 weeks and now it was one per day, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, I'm very happy that you're all still here. It's so exciting to read all your comments and how you're doing. And so today it's gonna be relatively short. I just want to make sure that, those 10 days can start build a habit for you. But just 10 days is a little like you need, I think officially they say you need 21 days to build a habit. So I want to make sure that it's not just these 10 days, but that something really continues for you, which is partially what we did yesterday, making a little start with a request for your year need. And today I want to look at creating a habit for self-connection and self-love that you can keep doing. Now, what we're going to do is I'm just going to review the little habits and hacks and things that I shared, and I want to ask you to just pick one thing. We're going to keep it very simple that you want to repeat. And so I'll just list the topics that we had, the hacks that we had, and maybe you want to re-watch the video of the one that speaks to you the most. So here we go. So we talked about having your one need for the year and looking at the thank you, more please, like whenever that need gets met. We were finding the need behind your self-judgments, and we were rewriting some stories on day two. Day three, we were doing inner child visualization. Maybe you want to continue with that. Maybe you want to keep playing that video regularly. We did connecting with our feelings, being with our feelings without judgment on day four. Day five, we were doing self-appreciation with the MVC needs, either with MVC needs or it was with the positive judgments, whatever worked for you. Then we had some on day six, hacks for rumination. Day seven, we did the self-massage. Maybe you like to keep doing that. Day eight, we had some hacks for comparing ourselves. And day nine, we did the concrete and setting concrete intentions. And that could be also something that you can do regularly. And so whatever you, I want to ask you to take a moment to think what you want to pick and also think about the frequency. So some things are sort of continuous, like looking for your year need to get met. But most things you might want to plan like, okay, I'm going to do that once a week on Saturday morning, or I'm going to do that once a day, or pick something realistic, right? But something that has a certain frequency. And then you can plan that in your calendar or in your phone or something like that. So I'll give you a moment to do that. Now it's time to give you huge appreciation that you made it this far in the 10 days. You made it to 10 days, right? If you did, if you were hearing this right now, write "I made it" in the comments so I can really congratulate you personally. And if you enjoyed this, if you enjoy NVC, I highly recommend taking a course so that you can get more personal feedback and really grow your skills. In the courses that I teach, I also cover lots of other topics. For example, how to deal and navigate conflict, how to say no in a connecting way to other people, how to set boundaries, lots of topic, lots of things to practice. So I'm excited to do that with you. If you want to sort of try out more, a bit, little bit more how that goes, how it is to work with me, you can do one of our free webinars. I'll put the link also above and here below. And so now, I'm a bit sad to have ended this. I don't know how to say this. Thank you so much for following this, and I'd love to see you again.